Some people tell me, I don't have a worldview. I don't believe anything. Well, sad to say, that is your worldview. The worldview that you don't believe anything. Everybody has a worldview, the way they look at the world. The Apostle Paul gave us a way to look at the world, a worldview, sort of the general way that we view things. He says it in Philippians, the 3rd chapter and the 17th verse. To understand Paul, we must understand this mindset that he has, a mindset that's set upon knowing Jesus Christ and the world which is to come. Listen, brothers, join in following my example and observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in us. For many walk, of whom I often told you and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their appetite, whose glory is in their shame, who set their minds on earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly await for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of His glories, by the exertion of the power that He has even to subject all things to Himself. You see, Paul's mindset, his mind was not set on the things of earth. He used to be an enemy of the cross of Christ. His end was destruction. His God was his appetite. His glory was his shame. And he had his mind set on earthly things. But his mindset got turned toward heaven. And he says, our citizenship is in heaven. That's how we should think. We are citizens of heaven. And we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. This Savior who will come and set everything right, and He'll transform our bodies from this humble state that we live in into conformity with the glory of His very own body. We'll be like Christ. This is our world view, and Jesus Christ will bring it about by the exertion of the power that He has, that He may subject all things unto Himself and reign as King of Kings, the Prince of Peace forever. Let's pray. Father in heaven, set my mind on heavenly things. I must live in this world. I have work to do. I have obligations. I have the day-to-day task that I must perform, Lord. But may I have the worldview that Paul had. I'm a citizen of heaven. I'm eagerly awaiting the day when Christ Jesus will take me home, or the day that He will appear in the heavens, and in that day I will have immortality. I thank You, O Lord. This is what I believe. This is what I'm looking for. This is how I'm going to live my life, beginning this moment, this day. In Jesus' name, amen.